You can certainly understand if Mitch Henderson is reluctant to say goodbye to 2023. This year has been one of the most successful and consequential in the long and storied history of Princeton basketball. Last season, of course, the Tigers notched another Ivy regular season title and validated it with a decisive win in the Ivy League tournament. Henderson then guided his club to two wins in the NCAA tournament before falling in the round of 16. At Louisville, I ran into Jim Burr, a retired NCAA referee who enjoyed many trips to the Final Four in his long career. He was there as an observer of the game officials. The first thing he asked me was, quote, "Where is your guy," referring to Henderson, "going?" I asked him what he had heard. He said, "Nothing, but he is a hot commodity." Fortunately for Tiger fans, Henderson returned for the current season. The Tigers concluded their out-of-conference schedule today with a nail-biting win over the Delaware Blue Hens in Newark, 84-82. Last season in Jadwin, the Blue Hens, behind Jair Davis's 23 points and 9 rebounds, defeated the Tigers. This year, the Tigers came in well-rested after the holiday break. In the first half, behind some excellent three-point shooting, particularly from Blake Peters and Zach Martini, Princeton cruised to a 16-point margin, 43-27. Fresh legs helped the Tigers fashion a stalwart defensive effort over a very talented and well-coached Blue Hen squad in the opening period. As it turned out, the Tigers needed every one of those 16 points as the Blue Hens mounted a furious comeback effort after the lead reached 17 with about 13 minutes remaining. At that point, the Tiger offense stagnated, perhaps the result of fresh legs going stale. Surely the intense pressure at both ends by Delaware was a huge factor. The Blue Hens rally began in earnest at the 3:57 mark of the second half, trailing 70-58. Davis, the Blue Hen beast, made a three-point play to cut the lead to single digits for the first time in the second half. 8 seconds later, another and one cut the lead to six at 70-64. Delaware capped a 10-0 run at the three-minute mark, 70-66. Caden Pierce, who dominated the boards, scored at the basket for the first Tiger hoop in about 3 minutes. 72-66 Tigers with 2:30 to go. When Dalen Davis, the Tiger rookie from Chicago, canned two free throws to make the score 76-68, putting memories of the St. Joe's game in his rearview mirror, it appeared that the Tigers had skated out of trouble. "Not so fast," said Jair Davis. His bucket pulled the Blue Hens within six, 78-72 at the 105 mark. A Tiger miss set up what turned out to be the biggest play of the game. Davis tried to get to the basket, but was whistled for a charge against Caden Pierce, giving the Tigers another possession at the 24.6 mark. Matalako then made both ends of a 1-1, giving the Tigers an 80-72 lead. Gerald Drumgoole, a usually deadly three-point shooter for the Blue Hens who had been cold this afternoon, got rolling. He made three long threes in a span of 14 seconds in the final 19 seconds of the game. Two more Alaco free throws were followed by a Drumgoole three. Then the Tigers' Davis was trapped in the corner with the possession arrow favoring the Blue Hens. Naturally, Drumgoole made a contested three, and it drew the Blue Hens within one, 82-81. At that point, Delaware had made 10 field goals in a row and were shooting 72% from the field in the second half. Time, however, was running out for the home club. With 3.8 seconds to go, the Blue Hens fouled Xavion Lee. He chased his St. Joe's nightmares away by making both free throws, 84-81 Tigers. Henderson chose the wise course of action on the ensuing inbounds play, deciding to put the Blue Hens on the line with an opportunity for 2 points rather than three. After the first make, the second was intentionally missed. Caden Pierce's 10th rebound of the contest was perhaps the biggest of his Tiger career. Time ran out, and Princeton escaped. Pierce notched another double-double with 21 points and 10 rebounds. Princeton grabbed another road win and enters the Ivy League season with a record of 12-1. For the Tigers, three players joined Pierce in double figures. Lee had 18, while Alaco and Martini each canned 16. In all, the Tigers made 11 three-pointers to 7 for Delaware. The 10-point difference spelled a difference in the game. While I am sure Henderson is disappointed that his club yielded 55 second-half points, I know he is thrilled to have won a very tough game against an excellent Delaware Blue Hen squad. And now the season begins in earnest. Princeton entertains the Harvard Crimson next Saturday on January 6th in the Ivy opener. I don't know about you, but I can't wait to see how this story ends. For Ivy Hoops Online, this is George Clark saying Happy New Year, and thanks very much for listening.